Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we break down leadership concepts to provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're talking about a topic that some leaders tend to avoid, holding difficult and honest performance conversations. It's never easy to deliver tough feedback, but when you plan, prepare, and understand the outcomes you want to get from the conversation, these types of conversations can pay dividends in your team's performance for the long run. If you find yourself procrastinating or dreading these conversations, you're not alone. By avoiding them, though, you're going to prevent your team from performing at their very best. So how can you approach these challenging discussions with confidence and effectiveness? We're going to get into that today. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Poor performance of team members is a hard conversation to get into. I've had conversations, dozens of conversations as my time in team leadership. And performance conversations are not easy. Having conversations where you actually have to let people go are complex and challenging. I remember one time I had a conversation with a team member of mine. She was my direct report, and we were having a conversation about a expectation that was not met. It wasn't the first conversation that we had. But it wasn't a conversation or a point in time where I was ready to move to more formal disciplinary action. I brought the team member in, and I had what I thought was a game plan in place, and we were ready to have the conversation. I opened up the conversation just ripping the Band-Aid off. I said, we're here to talk about this performance. We're here to talk about the expectation that wasn't being met. This is what I saw happen. I don't understand why it's going on. And as I'm talking, the tears start coming down. I didn't have tissue. I didn't have Kleenex. It kind of knocked me back a little bit. It knocked me off my game because I wasn't prepared for that type of reaction. I didn't anticipate, that type of reaction coming from a team member from what I thought was just a simple conversation of the expectation was set. We talked about this before and you didn't meet it. So I had to learn along the way on how to better prepare for these conversations. So what I did was I went to some research, I went to a few training classes, and I understood better about the framework to have a conversation. So, okay, I put that in my toolbox and I break that out. The very next time I had a conversation about somebody who didn't do something right, I used this framework. But what I did differently ahead of time was I had the framework written out on my notepad, and I had the high points of what I wanted to say written out for each pieces of those of that framework. And I thought a little bit more about, okay, if I'm in this person's shoes, how would I react? I asked myself, if I'm in this person's shoes, what's the worst kind of reaction? What can I anticipate as the worst possible reaction from this person? Okay, identify that, be prepared for that. Then I asked myself, well, what's the probability of that happening? Or what's the best possible action? What's the best possible outcome? Let me be prepared for that. And then now I start setting my left and right limits and finding, here's the worst, here's the best, here's the most realistic. Here's what I want to say, here's what I still need to have understanding on, and this is what desired outcome I want to have from the conversation. So I brought the person in, I had the conversation with them, I held a little bit of space for them to understand more and ask them questions about the situation itself, followed the framework, drove the conversation to the desired outcome, and the person understood. Now, unfortunately, this conversation led to a formal disciplinary action. But me and this person are still on a very positive professional working relationship today because of the time spent preparing, the compassion I had for the person in the actual conversation while executing it, the outcome being very clear, and then following up with that person to make sure that they knew that they could recover from this and it wasn't going to be a lifelong or career-long setback. Such small tweaks in those conversations, albeit still as difficult, still as challenging, still as emotionally engaging, but those small tweaks of how to properly hold that conversation made all the difference in the world. And I want to explore these techniques with you so that you can no longer avoid the conversation, no longer have a huge pit in your stomach when you have the conversations, and be able to successfully navigate them so that you can get the best for your team, care for your team, and get the desired outcomes that you're looking for. So the first step is how to prepare for a performance conversation like this. And the key to a successful, difficult conversation lies in the thorough preparation for the conversation. The first, you want to gather the relevant information. Understand that you are not going to have every piece of information, every piece of the story, every piece of the scenario, because you're gathering pieces and context through your observations, through other people's observations, through quantitative data, through qualitative data, but you're never going to have 100%. So before the conversation even starts, collect all the facts that are related to the performance issue. Review any previous feedback, any previous reports, or any specific incidents that would help illustrate the problem. This ensures that you're entering the conversation with clear, evidence-based understanding of the situation itself. Secondly, you want to understand the context. So reflect back on the broader context in which the situation or the issue has arisen. Consider factors such as the workload, the team dynamics, any external pressures, any external factors that might be affecting the employee's performance. Take time to consider not just what's happening in and around inside the work environment, but open the door and the window to understand what's happening outside the work environment. First and foremost, it's because you should have genuine empathy and understanding for the person. Secondly, when you enter these conversations with some humility and with a human touch and humane approach, it lets people know that you genuinely care about their well-being, not just their performance in the big machine of work. Third, you want to take time as you prepare to anticipate reactions. Think about how the employee might react to the feedback. Are they likely to be defensive? Are they likely to be upset? Are they going to be closed off? Are they going to be accepting? Preparing for these reactions will help you stay composed and help you guide the conversation effectively, no matter how the employee responds. So when you anticipate the emotion, you anticipate the reaction, and you plan for each one of those, or you're at least prepared for them, then you're not surprised, like I was, you're not surprised when they come up during the conversation and you have a game plan on how you want to, you know, keep engineering the environment in that conversation to move it forward. And fourth, you want to practice your approach. I know sometimes going in and rehearsing conversations, you don't want to be too rehearsed, but trust me, when you're holding difficult, honest performance conversations, you don't want to go in ice cold. You want to have at least rehearsed opening, middle, and closing portions of this. So consider pulling in a trusted colleague, a trusted peer, running through your points, running through your opening, and do a little bit of that role play to help you understand how you want things to flow and potentially navigate any roadblocks that may come up. So this can help you refine your message. This can help you shape your message, anticipate how it might resonate with somebody because they may hear different things or emphasize different words, which would have different meanings or change the context of your conversation. All right, the next big thing is to identify desired outcomes. Once you've prepared, it's essential that you identify the desired outcome of the conversation. You know, is this conversation meant to inform? Is it meant for discipline? Is it fact-finding? Is it meant to correct behavior? Is it meant to rehabilitate? What are those outcomes that you're looking for? So you consider a few things here. One, clear objectives. Define what you want to achieve from the conversation. Ask yourself, are you looking for a change in behavior, an improvement in performance, or simply an acknowledgement of a situation or issue that's been raised up to you? Having a clear objective will help you start and steer the conversation towards the productive outcome that you're looking for. Secondly, employee understanding. Ensure that the employee leaves the conversation with a clear understanding of the issue, the expectations that you want moving forward, and the consequences if there's no improvement, and the positive consequences of if there is improvement. It doesn't all have to be negative. You can say, if this improves, here's what you can expect. You know, so you find that positive outcome of a change, or hey, if you continue down this road, here's what you can expect. It becomes very objective in that type of conversation. Third is mutual agreement. Ideally, the conversation should end with both of you understanding what the next steps are and agreeing potentially, if you can, depending on the conversation, agreeing on what those next steps are. Even better is if you can have that employee design and come up with their own next steps. So if you're a master at navigating conversations, that employee, you'll be able to pull out of them what you want their next steps to be so that they have ownership of it instead of you just directing what their next steps would be and them not buying into it. So by identifying your desired outcomes in advance, you create a roadmap for the conversation, helping you stay on track even if the discussion becomes challenging. Again, prepare and identify your clear desired outcomes. And now I want to give you a few frameworks that I have used and learned in the past that have worked for me. Having a framework helps you avoid getting sidetracked and letting emotions take over. And this will help you as you actually prepare for the conversation and then you jot down your notes. Sticking with these frameworks helps you have a clear opening, middle, and closing of the conversation so it's thoroughly complete. Nothing is left open-ended. Nothing is left on the table, so to speak. So the first is the situation behavior impact model. So this SBI, situation, you start by describing the specific situation where the issue occurred. Be as objective and factual as possible. Here's what I've seen. Here's what I have observed. Here's the information I've reviewed. This is what's led me to understanding this situation. And then the behavior. Next, outline the behavior that was problematic. Again, you focus on observable actions. This is what I saw. This is what the information led me to conclude. This is why we're here, because this was unacceptable. This was I don't understand why this occurred. Help me understand, you know, this behavior. So situation, behavior. Then the third is impact, SBI. Explain the impact of the behavior on the team, on the project, on the work environment. And this helps the employee understand the broader consequences of their actions. So here's the impact that this behavior had. One step further, this is the impact of a positive behavior, what it could have on our team. You know, this is what right looks like, and this is the impact that the right behavior will have on our team. Situation, behavior, impact, SBI. Next framework I want to share with you is the DESC framework. Describe, express, specify, and consequences. So again, you're going to open with the describe. Describe the situation in detail. You focus on facts, and you avoid that emotional language. Stick with observations. Stick with what you observed, what you've read, the data sources where you pulled, so that people that you're talking with understand this is where I got my data. It's a level playing field. Next, you want to express. Express your feelings. Express your concerns about the behavior in a calm, constructive manner. You're describing the situation. You're expressing why it needs to be changed, why it's having the impact it's having, why it's making you feel the way that you're feeling, whatever that may be. And then the third, DES, specify. Specify what you would like to see change or improve. Be clear, be precise, be specific about your expectations. Here's what I saw, here's what I observed, here's what I saw you do. This is what right looks like. This is what right needs to be going forward. This is what I expect. And then, again, even better, here's the training that you received on this. Here's the policy that's in place on this, whatever it may be, to help, bolster the why behind the specified behavior you're asking for. And then the fourth part of this framework, the C, is consequences. Outline the positive consequences of meeting the expectations or the potential negative consequences if the issue doesn't be resolved or the change in behavior doesn't happen. By utilizing frameworks, it helps you prepare, it helps you stay on track during your conversation, and it gives you clarity, not just for the message being delivered, but the message being received. Frameworks help you stay on track and avoid getting sidetracked. As a leader, difficult conversations are inevitable. We work with people. People behave in a certain way for certain conditions. You want to show up with a kind, caring, seek to understanding perspective. But when things don't go as planned, when things don't go as expected, it could be easy to avoid these difficult conversations. But that's detrimental to both yourself as a leader and the team members who you're leading, who are doing things the right way for the right reasons. When we have a problem performer, it's better to address it early and often than to let things linger, fester, and deteriorate along the way, because you may lose those other team members who are your high performers by not addressing poor performance within your team. Remember, the goal is to support your team members' growth, support your team members' development, and when approached thoughtfully, even the most difficult, honest conversations can lead to positive outcomes. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a comment, leave us a review, download and share the episode with your fellow leaders. We're here to serve, help get the word out so everybody can lead at their best at work and in their everyday life. If you're an organization who wants to invest in your leadership and team development, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused learning experiences that help learning stick well beyond the workshop. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, at Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can connect with me here at will@onthestacks.com if you want to email me, or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you the next time you press play.